question. So the first, what we left off with, let's take up the issue of Hatova Meitev. So one, just to review, the Gemara says, as a Havamina, it says that now that maybe you should make Hatova Meitev, right, when there's an increase in light, because we get Hana from that. The world benefits from such an increase. So the Gemara says, okay, if that's true, then make a Dayan Emes. So the Gemara takes that seriously and says, you're right, let's make both brachas, Hatova Meitev and Dayan Emes. And then the Gemara concludes and says, we can't do it only for one reason. As Rashi explains, it's Orche. Rashi says, because Bechol Chodesh Brias Olam Kimin Hagohi Vein Kan Din Puranos Bechesrona V'lo HaTavasolano Chesed B'miliosa. So what do you call it? So that's the reason why you don't say it, because it's a regular occurrence. So I ask you, what's the Havmina? And what's the Maskana? Let's start from... I did not forget them. You guys want to say it?
Outright skip them.
Okay.
And David.
No, they punted. That's what I mean by punted. I don't mean in a bad way.
Delay of game, not a fourth down.
No, fine. I apologize. All right, maybe because I like this. The question is that how do you look at a Tova Meitev, right? And Gemara had two possibilities of why you would think... This is actually what you're saying, but I'm inverting the second part. Like I'm saying the exact, you'll see. So I think everyone agrees with the Havamina. The Havamina is going to say that if you have an experience, any experience that involves an increase in good, right? I'm not interested in defining what good is, but an increase in good, an objective increase in good, demands a Tova Meitev. So beforehand, the moon was not so bright. Now it's brighter, right? So if you go simply by the barometer of an objective increase in good, so you should make a bracha on the moon. Yes, you could say you should make a bracha on rain also. I don't care. Point though is the Gemara is saying you could construe a Tova Meitev as a bracha that is simply about objective good. Meaning if I have an increase from level 50 to level 100, that demands a Tova Meitev. Now you could argue, then we could start discussing what are those, like what's that number? So you could say, listen, moonlight, I'm not sure why moonlight is considered significant enough, and getting my hamburger done medium, when I originally said medium rare, but I intended medium, maybe that's like going from level 50 to 51. You know what I mean? I don't know. That's a good question, what the shear would be. But the point is, if it's an objective barometer, if it's the objective idea of good, right, it's an objective shear, so then you should make a bracha of a Tova Meitev dynamis on the moon. Yes?
And certainly on Hanukkah, as we increase the candlelight by the night.
Light comes from the moon. Right? So saying an increase in that light, a manifest increase, right, is a good. I can read more now. I can see better. Whatever.
But
so Hana.
It's great, but it's not amazing.
You're right. But okay.
Like showers, but
you're asking a different question. Your question is that why do they gauge this as being an increase in good? I don't know. That's a good question. But that's not our issue. Ours is simply one thing. You got to stick with the issue. The issue is, why would you make a Tova Meitev? Because there's an objective increase in good. Yes.
Even if it's significant.
No, sir, but the reason why I'm saying that is that would include, why am I saying that way? Just let's take a step back, methodology. Because that would include wine also and hearing good news. Those are all considered. There's no question, if you bring up a better bottle of wine, pleasure has gone from level 50 to whatever, to 60.
Now,
no, I don't know why, but that's not my concern. Your question, no, because you could be, you're right. And it could be now, according to the Havamina, we'd have to go back over all the things that happen in the universe and figure out which ones fit into that shear or not. Okay, that's not my problem.
Do things have to be like specifically like enumerated by halacha that you'd say to make you?
They are.
I'm saying,
in the Havamina, yes.
I'm saying, like,
it'd have to be.
If something happens that's good and fits the parameters, do you say it, or is it only...
Well, I don't know yet. Hold on. I'm saying this according to the Havamina. Right. You're right. According to what you're saying in the Havamina, I don't know in the Havamina how it would work, because we don't hold this way. Today, no. Today, we have defined...
Specific
things. Yes.
Everything that happens is capital good.
You're right. So then a person could say, you're right, and therefore we'd have to sit there and figure out which ones of the capital G good demand a Tova Meitev. When I say Tova Meitev means I've gone from good to better. Okay, that's
so
the point.
Means,
to better. Yes, I agree. So what's the Maskana saying? So what about the Maskana? Okay. So how did you say it again? You said the Maskana was
that once you can't say that a change in good that's a natural system.
Right. Okay. So I'm gonna you'll see what I mean. I'm gonna flip that around. I'm gonna look at it from the perspective of Tova Meitev. You're looking from the perspective of what Tova Meitev doesn't include. You understand?
Okay.
I'm not sure what a Tova Meitev, the unique idea of a Tova Meitev is, which naturally results in what you're saying.
Okay.
Because, you mentioned the word before. You said, there was something you said.
We can come up with that, because
because we don't know in what instances you always say.
But you know, from the, I gave you the Rambam, there's good news, and we know about the, and you know, from the Ron, you know about the wine case, right? Yeah. So what do those things share in common? You said it before.
What do those things share in common?
Yeah, yeah.
Something good that we might not have expected.
Okay, now we're talking. You see, the thing is like this. I think what you make a Tov Meitiv on is that it's well, I'm going to say it descriptively and then put it in Sfar form, that it's an unexpected change, okay? There's an unexpected good, meaning that it's not, and this is key, It's not that. Of course, let's say you hear good news, right? Let's say I told you that the Astros won the World Series, which they did. Okay. Now, for you, that could be a good, right? But for, let's say, the guy who played the game, right? For him, a guy who's been on the team that's been lousy for generations. For him, I'm not saying he should make a tomato. But for him, there's no question he relates to the increase in pleasure differently than you would. Okay. I would argue that in the subjective framework of a person. A person takes at what would normally be an objective increase in pleasure, we'll call X, and what does he do with it? He magnifies it. Okay. For instance, if you hear good news, you're very happy about it because it's unexpected. The unexpected aspect is what takes the increase in pleasure and gives it a greater, it like jumps it up even more. So that would not include a natural system. A natural cyclical system wouldn't include such an idea, right? It's true there's a benefit there. It's true there's a greater good. But it's lacking that feature of unexpected. What's unexpected? It means that the person relates to the increase in a different way. So now let me ask you this. The Gemara now says what? The Gemara now says, it says, so remember, think about who it's quoting here. It's saying, again, it goes with Amar Bacha, Amar Chanina, Amar Vasi, Amar Yochanan. All right? So there's a reason why it's quoting that same Amora, or Tana, whatever. So the Gemara says now, why do we say this for? Because Mekabel Panei Shechina, that's statement one. And then it says, if we only had this one mitzvah, right, that'd be sufficient for Bnei Yisrael. Meaning, if we're only Mekabel Panei Shechina through Kiddush Levana, that'd be sufficient. And then the Gemara concludes, takes that idea and gives it a halakhic structure by saying, therefore you must stand for the bracha. But I just want to know, so what's this idea of, how do we make some sense without being too, I'm going to acknowledge this, philosophy requires speculation, which means that we have no choice but to kind of go a little away from the structure of the daf. We have no choice because we have to make some sense out of this. But I want to just posit an idea of why I think, and it fits into what the Gemara just said a second ago, in our opinion, why this is such an important idea. What's so important about making this bracha? I mean, the Gemara doesn't say this about other brachas. Why this bracha? What's so important? Where are you going, Walgreen? Baruch Hashem. Simple, okay? There's Ellie's hitting on one important point Ellie's hitting on, which is true, is that there's no question the effect, the lunar cycle plays an extremely important role in halachic Judaism, right? Kiddush HaChodesh, Yom Tovim. You guys remember? Okay, one second. But okay, yes. No, you're in that smile, there's some truth to what you're saying. You see,
it's like a Monday.
What?
It's like a Monday, giving us a Monday for the...
No. But you could say like this. You could say like this. In other words, you could say that there's a certain idea that we recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu through Maisa Bereishis as creator, okay? But now remember, the context of this bracha is bracha shevach v'hoda, okay? Now, let's take a look at lightning and thunder for a second, okay? I'm going to be clear. Let's ignore the fact that we know today, we understand how thunder and lightning work. So the sometimes you can argue the impact of the bracha. I still understand the idea of God as being osa maisa bereishis, but, you know, it's like it's not as impactful as maybe it was back then. But the thing is like this. When you see lightning or thunder, you're seeing a discrete maisa, okay? Oh, sorry, you hear it, right. There's a discrete action. You're saying, in other words, when you say osa maisa bereishis, you're harking back to the idea of creation itself, meaning that there was an action of creation as a discrete phenomenon, okay? That is one shevach you give the Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's an idea of, like, a nes. That's an individual action. That you isolate that phenomenon from something else. But I'd argue that the moon represents an idea, which I think today, with what we know about cosmology, is even more, is even more magnified, right? I would argue that the universe works on us on basically not just the fundamental laws, but it works on cycles. It's cycles. Okay, for instance, orbits. Okay, orbits are a constant. It's a constant revolution. Okay, revolution in the sense of going around. Right, the moon represents that idea. The moon represents an idea of there's another a concept of God's act of creation, and that's through. One second.
That's
through the idea. I understand, but you're right. No, when you say it's all it is, I'll explain to you why that's a misconception. When there is the fact that you have an idea of everything working the way it does on a constant basis itself, there's a certain recognition of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's koach in that manner as well. Meaning, in creation, there's one way we look at God is misibrations as discrete actions. Another way is the idea of sustaining the phenomenon of systems, that the universe works in a certain systematic, cyclical manner. And if it didn't, we won't be able to survive. Okay? Just to... It's perfect. Because Gemara just said beforehand, I think, that you don't make a Hatova Meitiv on cycles, right? Now, I think it's taking that cyclical idea and plugging it into this point, which is that the Shevach you're giving is for that notion of systems and cycles. Okay? That's the nature of the Shevach. So that's why you stand up, and that's expressed in Halacha. You stand up for that. Oh, why is that the only thing that B'nai Israel had that would be sufficient as a mitzvah? Obviously, you can't take that literally, right? But what I think what it means is that primary objective of mitzvahs is for what? What do mitzvahs do? One of the objectives, I should say. What? Okay, fulfill God's will. What?
Perfect ourselves.
But what else? It leads us to a greater...
Recognize God's system.
It's that voice. It's the idea of Yedias Hashem. The system of mitzvahs bring us a greater knowledge of God. Right? So what the Gemara is trying to emphasize is that when you acknowledge God through the realm of God as creator, in this realm, creator of systems, right? And he maintains the systems, that's an important idea. What did I say? Let me finish. And that manifests ultimately in why you stand up for the bracha. You stand up for the bracha because you're recognizing that it's a different kind of Shevach. You understand? It's a different quality of Shevach. Yes. That the two Amoraim, even if they had a difficult time standing up, would stand up no matter what, right? Or is it that they danced?
It was a history question.
What? Why would you have such a difference?
Wait, that was history that they danced?
Would you consider standing up? We don't have to cover.
Wait, no, I still don't really get the question.
No, the question is that it's not such a critical question, truthfully, but you see there's a machlokas in the Rishonim. Was it that they, would they try to stand up no matter what? Like, it was so important that they'd always stand up, right? Which is basically just an extension of how hush of the mitzvah is. But then they want to say they danced, right? Chibas mitzvah.
It's machlokas. One second.
No, because you can ask, the question is that, did Abaye, here's the real question. The question is like this, of Mipi Sfar. When Abaye says you need to stand for the bracha, okay, is he saying like this? Is he saying that you have to do an expression of kavod? One expression of kavod is standing up, but there could be other expressions of kavod, okay? Or no? Did he say, objectively speaking, the only way to express kavod is standing? And then these Amoraim came along and said, you know what? We acknowledge that, but we also feel a certain sense of simcha in the mitzvah as well. That's what the Miri says, or Chibas mitzvah. That it's such a critical mitzvah that the effect of being engaged in Kiddush Havana, the effect of being engaged in Kiddush Havana produces this idea that I want to celebrate. Okay? So the question is, did Abaye say the only way to express kavod is through standing? Or did Abaye say no? Abaye said that it's just really, that standing is an example of how a person can express kavod, but there's other ways a person can express kavod. Yes.
How is that unique to
Kiddush? I want to show you. This to me is very critical to show you what happens when you when you transition from what the Gemara says to what's done today. But we have to. But it's not halacha l'maisa in the classic sense. It's that there's a problem with halacha l'maisa. So watch this. This to me is astonishing. Okay. All right. Take a look at the. So let's take a look at the Rambam, source 5. Okay. Who's reading today? Who's reading today? Josh. You want to read?
I thought Rambam.
Read.
What? I know you read this. I'm recovering. Gabriel, go. Okay, look at number 5. Okay, so you see a rainbow, that's what you say. Now he says, Haroa.
Haroa Levana, the
Chadusha. Okay, stop. So all the Rambam says is that when I see the moon, when?
In its month.
The Chidusha. What does Chidusha mean?
Oh, and it's
a newness. Right. Newness. So according to the Rambam, when do you make the bracha Kiddush Havana?
At the beginning of the month.
Right? I mean, it's crystal clear. When do I make the bracha Kiddush Havana? At the beginning of the month. Right? That's not up for debate. Okay. But now you have Masech HaSofrim. Who here has heard of Masech HaSofrim? Yeah. What? Okay, what's Masech HaSofrim?
I don't know.
Anyone know what Masech HaSofrim is? Yes. Yes. Anyone here does anything other than the bracha on Kiddush Havana, you're doing what Masechet Sofrim says to do, which means the psukim you say, Tipol, Shalom Aleichem, all comes from Masechet Sofrim. What? Hold on. So let's read Masechet Sofrim. Look at Masechet Sofrim. Okay, it says
the ain mevarchen al yireach el mivu shabbos kishuhu
mivu shabbos
mivu sam
uvekel na'im. Okay, good. You say Kiddush Havana when? On Motzei Shabbos. When you're Mavusam. What do you think Mavusam means?
When you
Okay, some want to say that. That's true. But if you look at Kalim Na'im and then work backwards, what does Kalim Na'im mean? No, what does Kalim Na'im mean?
Nice
clothes. So Mavusa would also mean that you're... You...
You are perfumed.
Right, you're perfumed, okay? No, but you're saying the point is you're on Shabbos, right? Shabbos is the day you dress in nice clothes, you smell good, etc. So the Mesechta Zohar says, that's why you say a Motzei Shabbos. You say a Motzei Shabbos when you're in that state. Okay, now 1 second. Let's look at that statement for a second. You say it on Motzei Shabbos when you smell good and you're wearing your nice clothing. Okay, what's good about that and what's bad about that? I ask you. Alex is saying that there's no question right here what the Mesechta Sofrim is saying seems to be a further extension of Abaya's idea, which is that how should you say Kiddush Havana? You should say it, dress nicely. There's an idea like that. But there's a major problem with this, though, which is...
Why don't say it on Friday night, then?
What? Here's the problem. The Rambam says there's nowhere in the Gemara does it indicate anything other than, and Rashi seems to say the same thing, that when you say Kiddush Havana, the first night. So, what the heck? Why would you ever wait till Motzei Shabbos?
Because practically...
One second. I don't. So let me ask you a question. Now, would you therefore assume that I should wait till after? We have a machokas in Gemara about 7 verses 15, right? Now, if you want to be Yotzi al Shitas, if you're into that, right? You would have to, if you're going to say wait till Motzei Shabbos, you wouldn't wait until after how many days?
Seven.
Yeah. Right? Because then, according to that, you're losing out on what the Gemara cites as a time to say that you can't say it anymore. You can argue suffic brachas at that point. It's not saying that. It's not, in part. Rabbi Yonah says, that's what Josh first said. That it's when you make a bracha on the besamim. Okay, it says ve'inze. Now this is not. We don't accept this at all. Why?
D'ma tam huze.
Shabbos. Who says you can? Who says? What does this have to do with Motzei Shabbos? Who says you can push out the Motzei Shabbos? It's a very nice idea to say that. It's Kalim Na'im stuff, but what does it do with Motzei Shabbos? It doesn't make any sense. But now the problem is, but Mesechta Sofrim, so he literally erases out on Motzei Shabbos from Mesechta Sofrim. He says that can't be what it means. He takes that out. But what do you do about Mevusam? So this is interesting. So it says, Rotsa Lomar, I'm doing it only because of time. Look, it says Rotsa Lomar on the next paragraph there, Rotsa Lomar.
Yeah. Rotsa Lomar,
Shemata Ka'or Shalah, the Adam. Okay, so this is important. And you find this in the Gaon Masa. I wanted to find this machlokas because it's easy machlokas. The Rambam holds you make the bracha as soon as you see the moon. Okay? The Rabbinian wants to say, and this fits into the Gaon, and they say you should wait 3 to 4 days. Why? Because it says, you want the or to be matok, the adam nehna mimena. Shezeu achar shnei or shlosh yamim. So you should wait 2, 3, 4 days after the first of the month, okay? Because at that point, you get hana from it, okay? So why did the Rambam say that? The Rambam says you make the bracha as soon as you see the new moon, which would be the first day. The Gaonim want to learn, some of the Gaonim want to learn, and I'm saying Rabbi Yonah is fitting his idea into that, is that no, you wait till 3 to 4 days because that's when you get hana. You don't make it at katnuso. You don't make it at that first point in time. So what's the machlokas? Johnny, you have something to say?
I think the
question is, if the mechayev is on the system itself, if that's why you make the bracha, the first second I see the moon, right, I should make the bracha, right? It's a din in the re'iyah. And there's the first moment I see that moon, I'm chayev to make the bracha.
If it was just on but the maybe, system, but, you could say it at any time, no?
You can say it until it's no longer new.
Why is it based on, if it's just about the system,
it's on the new moon, though.
The cycle is just
fine. That's no. That's just you wait until a person gets benefit from it, right? Which takes place after 3 to 4 days. But what you're really saying is that it's not just dim when I see it, but rather like hana is the method that what right. And there's when it starts affecting me, that's what produces the machayev. So is it simply? And they both agree you're making a bracha on the system, but the question is it a bracha? Is the re'iyah the machayev? And the moment I see it, I recognize the system's in existence. Or is it when I benefit from it? Because then I can relate to it. I relate to the moon now. There's a certain kesher between me and the moon.
Did you make the bracha during the day?
No. So look at how my money is. That's your cue. Okay? So knowing what Masechah, so Hagos Maimonios, who's commenting on the Rambam, he notes this idea of the Masechah Sofrim, which the Rambam doesn't mention, but he says, V'chein Nahag Test Zion Bechodesh. Bechodesh. Sarbal. Mechubar Hashalah. Okay, so let's say a situation came out, right, where you were concerned for whatever reason why you're running out of time to say Kiddush Havana. So you say it during the week. So what would he do? He put on his sarbal, okay, whatever that is, some sort of garment that expresses kavod. Meaning that it seems like that they want to learn out from Masechta Soferim. I think Ramah brings this down also, that if you do say it during the week, you should dress a little nicer. I don't know, put on a jacket, like a suit jacket, something like that, some indicator. So that seems to be an idea built into the expression of kavod, right? So in other words, they're separating out from Motzei Shabbos. Not just a din of Motzei Shabbos, it's saying that when you make the bracha Kiddush Havana, you should be dressed nicely. Okay? All right, keep going. Next. Beis Yosef.
The Sandron?
Yeah.
The Shosha Arba Leilos Acharav Adayim Yishman Levarev Ad Leil
Tezvav. Kahai Gavna. Okay, Kahai Gavna Yofil Lahamten on Motzei Shabbos. Okay, so the Beis Yosef already starting to allow to creep into Halacha that, to satisfy Masechta Soferim, that it's nice to wait until Motzei Shabbos. Okay? As long as aval im leil Motzei Shabbos haba, look what he says. Yehei
leilos harbe b'chodesh she'im yehei me'unan shtei shosho arba leilos acharav yavor zman abracha kehay gavna ein lahamtin ad Motzei Shabbos.
Okay, so this Beis Yosef represents why I believe to be the best compromise. If Rosh Chodesh comes out on right, if it comes out on Wednesday, right, Wednesday, or later, wait till Motzei Shabbos, right? Wait till Motzei Shabbos, because then you're in that 3 to 4 day period of time, and you're making everybody happy. But if it came out on Sunday or Monday,
well, why Monday?
Because you'd have 3 days, let's say 4 days.
Wait,
next.
No, as long as you don't pass 7 day markers,
bro. No, he's saying, no, that's b'dieved. L'chatchila, right? If you hold to wait 3 to 4 days, you shouldn't lose that l'chatchila just so you can do it on Motzei Shabbos.
The left
for
3 to 4 days and on.
No. This is really weird. He says, he quotes this guy, Hari Gikatilia, okay, who's the Baal Shari Ora. Okay, see, Kasa Vachuva, see number 10?
Yeah, sorry, this thing is weird.
Oh, you never self-driving as a book staple.
No, this one was great.
Yeah,
this
thing
is fantastic.
Did
you guys see it?
No,
but
my
mouthpiece
is kind of
inverted,
so like, it's out of
order. Look what he says. The author of the Baal Shari Ora, or the Shari Ora, Kasa B'tshuva, listen to this, Sha'al Pia Kabbalah.
Sha'al Pia Kabbalah, and the Levarim, Al Feda Kalavana, Ad Shiavru, Aliyah.
Uh-oh. There's two times during the year that Kiddush Levana is B'davka pushed off, no matter what. That all Ashkenazim hold of. Okay? Close. No. Watch. Look at number 11. The Maharil, Hilchos Tisha B'Av. Okay? Maharil,
Lohaya Mikdash Shalavana.
Mikadeh Shalavana, Moshe
Shabbos. Moshe Shabbos, Shal Chazen Yishayahu Ach Ha Mesir Ad Moshe.
No, Ach Himtin. He would wait until
Ad Motzei Shabbos.
That's a long time. Why? Ki ein mekatshin levana ele mitok simcha. Okay, so I hear that. So he wants to say, the Maharil wants to say that you should wait to make Berachos Levana, Kiddush Levana, until after Tisha B'Av, which would be Nachamu. That's a long period of time. Think about that. I know. You wait until.
Can't be the
15th. No. Okay. In other words, the Shabbos of. Right.
Tisha B'Av is the 9th. Right,
and
it falls on Shabbat, so that
Shabbat
is falls
on
Sunday.
Then
7 days later,
100%. But why? Because he wants to say to steer it, okay. Now, of course, it's a problem because there's an aval chayv to take Kiddush Levana. Yes, so it's weird to say that's a steer and okay. And then he says, "Say by Yom Kippur." He says, "Lo yam mechadei mekayish shachodesh b'tishrei ad achar Yom Kippur." Ki oz nami miuyami mikochadin. We're very overcome by the fact that God's judging us. You can have one Acharon, I didn't put this here, one Acharon says, what do you mean? It's the opposite. You should definitely say Kiddush Levana before Yom Kippur. You know why?
We want as much embarrassing.
Right, exactly. I want another check on my boxes. Like, why would you want to check off that box also?
No, that we see is trying too hard.
It's decent. The box says, Vichy, yeah, go ahead.
Sorry.
Thank you, Bonnie Robesendo, Shikaf Megu, Kol Hakadmunim, Shulach Mitzvah, it's a mitzvah of Elikdushas Abnodeshavas Lacher Shavru Aliyah.
So the Bach says that all the great Rishonim would never have this idea of waiting after 3 days, right, to make it on Motzei Shabbos. They would never wait. The Motzei Shabbos sounds like a nice idea, but you would never wait till after 3 days. Okay, so meaning that if you have to weigh out the kiyum of saying the bracha at the right time, the ideal time, versus the kiyum Motzei Shabbos, the kiyum of saying it within 3 days wins. Okay, that's it seems like how the post can work out. Okay, now look at the Shulchan Aruch brings out that troubling idea. The Shulchan Aruch says, Eimavarach and Aleha, Achi Yavru Shivas Yamim Aleha. So the Shulchan Aruch actually incorporates the idea of this Kabbalah idea into Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? All right. Let's just skip ahead for a second to 16, okay, and 17, and then we'll take out the women issue. So number 16 is the Maisa Rav. Maisa Rav is written by who? Who's the Maisa Rav? No. Yeah, the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon. This is the Psak of the Gra. Look at the Gra says, number
16.
Okay, so the Gra is as simple as possible. The Gra says, we don't wait until 7 days. We don't wait until Motzei Shabbos. Rak tekef achar shloshi yamim mehamoled. 3 days after the molad. Mekachin. V'chein mekachin konim tishabav v'konim yom kippurim. The Gra had none of it, didn't buy into any of this stuff. He didn't buy into waiting after Tisha B'Av. He didn't buy into waiting after Yom Kippur. He didn't buy into waiting 7 days. He didn't buy into Motzei Shabbos. He said, it's very simple. When do you make Kiddush Levana?
As soon as you can.
Which he's going to say is 3 days. That's it. Period. That's the Gra. No, it's not for debate. Okay. So what should we do today? You guys are poskim.
3 days.
Let's deal. This also to me is very interesting too. The prevalent Ashkenazic custom is for women not to take Kiddush Levana. So the question is why? I was actually talking to Ruchai Moser about it. He was telling me how he tried to convince his wife to do it years ago, and like women just don't do it. You know now. There's nowhere in the Rambam. The Rambam never says anything distinguishing between men and women. He puts it in what section? In the section of brachos. And just like a woman's chayav to say a bracha on rainbows and thunder and lightning. Why should it be any different? So again, the Rishonim, what's that? We'll get to that. But the Rishonim don't mention that differentiation. The Rambam doesn't say Mesech Man Grama. Okay, so watch. Hold on. So look at, I happen to agree with Alex 100%, but take a look at number 19 for a second. The Marshan commenting on the Gemara says, what do you mean that women, what does it say, Afilu Nishe, that even women should make the bracha? He says, Rosalomar Tfilu Ksara Kazu, Nishe Nami Tuchulavarach Baal Peh Balayla. Since there's a shortened version of the bracha, women can say it as well because they'll know it by heart. It's not hard to memorize. Baruch Ata Hashem Mechadesh Chadashim. Okay, that's the primary reason he gives. But then all of a sudden, look at the Magen Avraham. This creeps up by the Shla is the first person to introduce this idea. He says the mitzvah says, why don't women say it? They're pater. The mitzvah says Shman Gramahu, which we have to explain why I don't think that's the case. But assume it was. The Alpha Gav Dehem Mikaimos Kol Mitzvah Saseh Kagon Sukkah. But just because of Mitzvah Shman Grama doesn't mean a woman can't do it. She can do Mitzvah Sukkah. She can still get a Kiyam.
She can't. It's just that she doesn't have to.
But they say that. But Mikomoko Mitzvah Zu Ein Mikaimim. They don't do it. Why don't they do it? Midei Shehem Garmu Pagama Levana. What were women responsible for? The shortening of the moon, meaning Chava, through the Chet Chava, that's a Medrash. Astonishing is that they're introducing a Midrashic idea and having a lot of consequence from that. I don't know if that's true. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah also mentions that too. Okay, that was second. We'll get that in a second. The Maharam Shik, who was a very important late Acharon, he says in number 22, he says Uvalav Achinira. The Kivan Shehu Tali Bechushuv Tekufos and Mazalos to Lamdu Chazal, right? So since the idea of Kiddush Levana is rooted in the idea of Kiddush HaChodesh, knowing the various way astronomy works, right? And it says, the Ika B'mitzvah Mi Ushmartem, Ki Hi Chochmaschem, right? The mitzvah of Ushmartem es Mishmart, the idea comes from, is only really incumbent on man. Vein chachma l'isha. Now I get to what that means, okay? That chachma doesn't apply for women. The gam ain't a mitzvah limud de Ushmartem zumishta. V'asi shapir. So basically what he's saying is that the idea, since Kiddush HaChodesh is a mitzvah on men, right? Kiddush Levana extends from Kedesh HaKodesh, therefore women are pater. Okay? That's another reason. But listen to the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says, V'anashim lo nahagu b'berchas levana. Again, he says, their minog wasn't to say Kedesh HaVana. Kimitz is a shman grama p'turos. V'af shebekama mitzvos asay nahagu l'kayim k'mo shofar lulav v'sukah mikomakom b'zeh lo nahagu. Notice, the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't say the reason why they weren't nahagu. Like, it doesn't bring in this drushy reason of the moon being smaller. They weren't. But he's bothered by it, because look what he says. But he says, over Gemara Sham Mashwal the Hedja, to be a mayam hayugama nashim varchus bracha ksara brachum khadesh kadashim. But he says, but back in times of Gemara, women were noheg, meaning that for whatever reason why, women stopped saying the bracha. He wants to shoehorn the reason of misosation among grama into it. But the fact is that in the times of the Gemara, women did say Kiddushavana. They said Kiddushavana. Right? So the question is, what do we do with this today? I mean, if I asked you guys...
What's wrong with the extension of Kedesh
HaKodesh one? We'll analyze them in a second, okay? But let me ask you a question. Forgetting the reasons for a second. We have in front of us, there's no evidence from the Gaonim and the Rishonim that women should not say Kedesh HaKodesh, okay? So at best, you can make up this idea of Mitzvah Seh Shemang Grama, which doesn't exist among the Rishonim, and Chacham Avadji and others, Sephardim, reject outright, okay? So the question is that, why don't women say it today? Hold on.